What's going on, everybody? This is Moulton's Mind and Body. I am your host, Jeff Moulton. I'd like to welcome you back to the podcast. And if you're new, I appreciate you tuning in. So I've had a few people ask me regarding the Savage Race that we recently signed up for. It's going to be this July 13th, Team MMB. If you're interested, hit me up and let me know. We'll get you on the team. I'm hoping to have a big group show up. You know, at least 10 to 15 would be ideal. We'll see what happens, but shoot me a message, Facebook, Instagram, and let me know. So what I've been being asked is kind of how I'm going to be training for the Savage Race. We're about 90 days out, give or take, right now. And I think this is where it's important to really start to get some structure, start to your training if you haven't started training realistically, and just figure out going forward what's the best option for you. And for me, the training has been a little bit different. It's out of the norm in regards to what I would be doing if I had no injuries. So because of all these injuries I've had over the last few years and years in the past, I can't be running nearly as much. I can't be doing things that I'd like to be doing. So I want to explain to you in this podcast today kind of what I'm doing and what my training is going to be moving forward along. And then you guys can see if that works for you, try it, and just go along and see what works best for you. So right now I'm doing basically 5 full body workouts a week. And what I mean by that is basically each workout, I'm doing the entire body. So I know it off the top of your head, if you're familiar with strength training, it may sound a little off to you. But this kind of training is more of an athletic type training. You're not bodybuilding. You're not trying to build the most muscle possible. So what we're going to be doing is each workout, we're going to be hitting the entire body and splitting it up. And just depending on the day, it's going to change the rep scheme. It's going to change the exercises, the amount of weight we're trying to lift. So my goal still in this is to build strength. I want to work on my grip strength, my upper body strength, lower body strength, core strength. But at the same time, what I'm going to be trying to do is create my muscular endurance and get that better. Also my cardiovascular endurance. But with doing that, I can't do the amount of running that I'd like to get ready for this race. Again, the Savage Race is about 5 to 7 mile race. So normally the ideal scenario would be run 2 to 3 days a week, steady state, just get used to that long distance kind of running 1, 2, 3, 4, 5+ miles. But with me, I'm going to try to minimize that and try to keep maybe no more than a 5K run, working up to that over the next 90 days and create high intensity environments in the gym. So, you know, for example, the other day, instead of doing a longer run, I did a stair climber, 100 stories. I did a level 8 incline or level 8 speed, if you want to say that. And I just did it, you know, for 100 stories. It took about 20, 25 minutes. So those are going to be different things I'm going to be trying to do for the race. To start off and give you an idea, it's going to be changing week to week. I'm going to be playing it off ear a little bit on how my body feels. You know, my experience, I've had enough background that I can kind of play on the fly a little bit. And for me in this style of training, I like to adjust on the fly based off how I feel. So if I go in planning a more of a strength day and I'm gassed and the weights just are going to feel heavier, I don't have that in me, maybe I do a little bit more high intensity. Maybe I go more body weight that day where I don't have to lift something heavy. I'm not doing deadlifts or heavy pull-ups or pressing, things along those lines. So the moving forward, here's kind of how my split's going to work. I know I said full body, but the big thing is breaking it up correctly so you're not overdoing it. So it's going to be something along these lines on a week-to-week basis. So on a Monday, that's where I'm going to be doing more of my strength work. I'm not going to be like supersetting anything. I may do like a biplex on the first couple movements, which is basically what that is you pair two movements together. For example, today I did deadlifts to start. I did hex bar deadlifts specifically. I worked up to 65, 70% of my potential max. And what I did is 3 sets of 5. So my warm-up sets and then 3 sets of 5. The reason being is I'm not trying to gas myself and fatigue by going really, really heavy and gassing it out. I'm trying to keep my strength there, work up slowly but surely, but keeping a lot in the tank so I can train tomorrow and do a full body workout tomorrow. The big thing is I'm not training till failure on anything at all. I'm going to, you know, keeping 2, 3, 4 reps in the tank. And then as the week goes on, not even to that point. So I did my deadlifts 3x5, and that I think I did 225 I just worked up to. Nothing crazy. And again, I'm getting back into deadlifts after a long time of being off. My second 2 exercises that I did that first one alone, was a pull-up with a flat dumbbell press. So I worked up to sets of 10. So I worked up to a 70-pound dumbbell. I hit 3 sets of 10. And then I did 3 pull-ups. And I just kind of did, or 3 sets of 10 pull-ups controlled. So I didn't go to failure. I was kind of keeping two or three reps in the tank on those. But in general, I was trying to do it nice and controlled, kind of use my grip strength, nice and controlled movement, lowering it slowly, kind of like a 2 second lowering with kind of more of a 1 second pull up. So that eccentric, that lowering is what I was really controlling. Those were my 2 second movements. So my third movements, what did I do? We did single leg Bulgarian split squats. And what I did is pair those with a single arm dumbbell row. So what I did for the Bulgarian split squats, if you're not familiar with them, is I put one back foot on a bench. And then what I did is I had 2 dumbbells in the hands and I just basically did my Bulgarian split squat like that. So 2 dumbbells, foot back up on a bench. And I did sets of 10 on each side. I ended up using 30s for the dumbbells and I paired that with the single arm row. So hit 10 on the Bulgarian split squat, paired that with a 10 rep single arm, kind of a 3-point stance dumbbell row. I'm taking about a minute to 90 seconds in between, or should I say not in between each, but after each, I do the both, if that even made sense. So what I did is do Bulgarian split squat, single arm row, rest 60 to 90, then repeat. So that's what I did. So those two are back to back in the moment. So I did those two and then that was it. So I stretched at the end, rest. So I kind of hit one big pressing movement, a couple pulling movements, a lower body movement, and a full body movement. So I paired all those together. Tomorrow I'm going to do something a little more high intensity. I could be doing a full body weight workout. So maybe push-ups. I could do horizontal rows with box squats or a box jump, should I say. Something along those lines. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. But that's how I start my Mondays. The day two of the week is going to be something a little less demanding. Like I said, kind of a body weight workout. That's going to be my heart rate thing that I'm going to be doing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. As it goes on, I'm just going to mix the variations up, but it's going to be more of a heart rate related workout. And then there might be 1 or 2 days that I'm actually putting in steady state cardio. Might start running in the next week or two, but I'm going to do the stair climber. I'm going to do different circuits that bring the heart rate up, but I have to get used to the running a little bit because of just how it works with the knees. So that's kind of how my split's going to be. It's going to be on the fly a little bit. The other important thing is to make sure your nutrition's on point, getting enough calories so you're at a caloric surplus. So if you're not tracking your food, definitely track your food. But in general, I'm going to play this on the fly a little bit. And I think for me, it gives me almost an undulating periodization program where each day you're going in, the rep schemes are going to change, the workouts are going to change a little bit. And I'm going to kind of keep them consistent on a week-to-week basis, but on a day-to-day basis, it's going to change a little based on how I feel. If I'm feeling really good with a movement, I'm going to do that movement. If I'm feeling not so great on that movement, I might do a different movement. So it really just depends on how I feel. And so far in the first couple of weeks of doing this, about a week and a half to 2 weeks, I would say, I felt really good with this kind of undulating periodization program where you're just kind of playing it by ear each workout. And I have a game plan going in, but day to day, it's going to change depending on how I feel. At least getting active on 5 full body workouts, not training till failure on any of them. That way I can recover. And again, sleep is going to be really important. Nutrition is going to be really important. But that's going to be how I'm going to go about this. So if you're interested, I want to do a quick little podcast, give you an idea of how I'm going to be training for this race. And realistically, a lot of the movements before I jump off, I want to touch base on is you got to think of what the Savage Race really is. The Savage Race is a ton of grip strength, ton of upper body strength. And what the Savage Race is cardiovascular, upper body, core strength, muscular endurance, leg endurance. So a lot of movements I will be implementing are like farmer's walks, pull-ups, push-ups, inverted rows, squats, split lunges, step-ups, box jumps, and basically anything that's going to replicate the obstacles that we're going to be going through. And then if we can create circuits with those exercises, that's what's going to be the best for me moving forward. And it's going to be something I think it'll benefit a lot of you also. So if you have any questions, if you want to jump in on the race, I've already got 4 people signed up. I have a lot more people that said probably 15 to 20 that think they're interested. We'll find out who joins. But Team MMB, go to savagerace.com. We're going to do the Bar Mass Boston race. And I have a 20% discount code. I think it's valid for about 3 or 4 more days. So if you're interested, let me know. Hit me up and we'll get you on Team MMB. Get some sick tees or tanks when the race comes around and we'll get you training. Also, if you're not following me on Instagram, It's basically Jeff_Moulton_. And I'm documenting a lot of my workouts. I'm giving information out on there. You can see what my food is. And if just check out in general, if you're interested. Okay. And again, please hit me up. Let me know if you're interested moving forward. And I will talk to you guys real soon. Have a great rest of your Monday and happy Patriots Day. Happy Patriots Day, Sky. Boston Marathon Day. Have a good one. All right. See you guys.